If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then afterwards, it falls on your favorite podcast platform. So you can hear it on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media as one word, unless you're on Spotify. That's Catholic Audio Media as three words. So we're talking today about, this is the fifth day in the weekday, the fifth weekday, Friday, of the first week of Lent. So we are well into Lent at this point. And I've talked about being prayerful and learning how to, or deepening your prayer is a better way to put it, and to remain in silence and to be people who are silent. And in certain things, not all the time, but just at a certain time, maybe it's only 5 minutes of silence. Maybe you'll say, hey, from 4 o'clock to 4:05, I'm going to be silent. Or from when I'm having breakfast or lunch or dinner, whatever the case may be, I'm not going to listen to what I usually listen to. I'm not going to listen to the radio or podcast. I'm going to, whatever the case may be, just try to foster some silence into your day. Now, as you know, I do a holy hour every day. So for that hour, I always make sure it's a time of silence. And I may do some spiritual reading. I usually do. And I may sit before the, well, I always sit before the Blessed Sacrament. If not the actual Blessed Sacrament, I'll sit before a streaming version of the Blessed Sacrament, either way. And to foster silence, but also gives me a chance to bring that my experience to the Lord. And especially when I'm going through good times or difficult times, whatever, I can bring all that to the Lord. And there are different things that help us to do that. Well, one of the things I've been talking about is certain forms of spiritual reading. So one thing I want to talk about in spiritual reading is reading the Bible. Now, I've told you before, do not read the Bible cover to cover. There are podcasts, by the way, that may guide you in reading the Bible. And Father Mike Schmitz has a Bible in a year. So do a few other organizations. So that's an idea. But if you're just going to read the Bible on your own, which is fine, there are ways to do it. Don't read it cover to cover. It's as I've said before, the Bible is a library. So it's like going into a library and reading all the books that begin with A and work your way through all the books that begin with Z. Besides the fact it's going to take you forever and a day to do that, especially if you're someplace like the Boston Public Library. But at the same time, that's not the way libraries are set up. They're set up to find a book you may be looking for and to research or to read or whatever you want to do. So that's an option as well. However, another thing that you may want to accomplish in reading the Bible is to, you know, spend some time reading the Bible properly. Start with the New Testament. The late Monsignor Jonas Abib always recommended to start with the first letter of John. And what he recommended to do, only this book or this letter, is to read the entire first letter of John every day for 7 days. You can read it in 20 minutes, although you never want to read something to get it finished just for spiritual reading. But that's one of the things to do is, so don't start with the book of Genesis, but one thing to start with is possibly the first letter of John, and then maybe going to the Gospel of John. I actually like to focus on the letters of St. Paul and John and Peter, Jude, you can read in about 3 minutes. You can read that as well. But I like to focus on there, because those letters from Paul and Peter and John are really good instructions, and that's the way they are designed to be. So they're really good instructions. Now, when you read the Bible, if you are reading a book form of the Bible as opposed to an e-form of the Bible, bring a pen with you. And bring one of those multicolor pens. This is what Monsignor Jonas Abib taught. And what to do is, when you're reading the Bible, if you see a command, now command is the command form grammatically. It doesn't necessarily mean one of the Ten Commandments, because you're only going to do this on one of the Ten Commandments. But this is anytime you see a command form. And when you see the command form, remember, you was understood. So when you see the command form, underline it. I usually underline it in red, and take that as a command the Lord has given to you. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM here in Boston. You can also hear us on WRLradio.com, and you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform. Look for Catholic Audio Media as one word, but on Spotify, it's Catholic Audio Media. Three words. So, to all my listeners, I want to tell you that you know that the voice of St. Anthony Parish is here, and we're doing our best to bring to you those messages that will uplift you and lead you closer to Christ, because that's what we do. But you know me, you know, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that I believe in the power of prayer. So, one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is so important, is I'm going to ask you to pray that this broadcast touches the heart of everyone who listens, that this ministry grows. Prayer is the most important thing you can do. And if you can do that, then that's so important. So I'm asking you for your prayers, however you want to pray for us, just add us to your prayers or whatever. That's so important. If you'd like to support the parish, the best way to do that is attend Mass on Sunday. But if you can't do that and you'd like to support the parish, go to CatholicAudioMedia.com and you'll see a donate tab, actually a donate menu item, and click on that. You can also see on the front page, there's a way you can donate to us, and we really appreciate it. But do understand, the most important thing that I need from you are our prayers. And also, if you want to spread the word, that helps too. So we are back, and we're talking about this important time. And I'm talking about reading the Bible. So one of the things that I asked you to do was, if you see a command form, then underline that as a message from, as a command to follow. So for example, Jesus says, love your enemies. That's a command form. You remember from your early days of elementary school, that means you understood, and that's a command form. So you'd underline that. Usually I use red. You'd underline that in red for command form. That is a command that the Lord has given to you. And keep that in mind. Think of what that means. Love your enemies. Are there anyone who you consider an enemy? Pray for that person. You know, you don't have to walk up and say, hey, how are you? I want to, you seek no will upon that, ill will upon that person, and seek only God's will in that person's life. So that's important. But remember, that's a command form. Love your enemies. And then there is another form, which is principles. And so you'd look up a principle and you'd underline it in a different color. So as you're reading the Bible, you may come upon a principle. Oftentimes, principles and commands may seem similar, but there is a slight difference. So let me illustrate that. Jesus says, the Lord, the Father, makes his sun shine on the just and the unjust. That's a principle. That's something you could use as a philosophy or a proverb or something along those lines. That's a principle. So keeping that in mind, so you'd underline that under a different color. And then there is also promises. So if you see a promise in there, then underline that in a different color. And let me give you an example with a command and a promise. Because usually they, not always, but oftentimes, those two go together. Judge not, and you will not be judged. The command, judge not, and the promise, and you will not be judged. You see, you can look at that as a promise. So put those ideas together. You command, principle, and promise as you're reading the Bible. And, you know, obviously take a version of the Bible that you can write in that book. So you may want to not do it with your family heirloom, but you may want to do it with a Bible that you go pick up at a local store, or even, you know, you pick up at you go to a hotel room, you spend the night someplace because you need to do something the next day, and you find the Bible in the hotel room. If I'm not wrong, and if anyone from the Gideons wants to tell me that I am wrong, if I'm not wrong, those are free for the taking. I truly believe that's the case. Now, they're not Catholic Bibles, the Gideon Bibles. I think they're maybe King James. So you may not want to use that, but I'm giving an example of different Bibles that are out there. You know, go to a store and go pick up. Generally, if you'd want a Catholic Bible because it's a little bit, it has a few more books than a Protestant Bible. But, the principles of how to read the Bible are the same. And they're always the same. And it's my understanding that Pope John Paul II used this technique as well. I learned this from Monsignor Jonas Abebe. And so that's important. So we can talk more about that. And you may want to write in a journal what you learned from your Bible reading, and using that to deepen your faith in the Lord. Well, we will talk again on the second week of Lent. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.